When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
You ready, Boots? Let's start walking. Hey, you're listening to Morning to the Mall here on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Jim Garrity from National Review here. And joining us on the line right now is Michael Huff, state senator from Maryland. And, well, you know what? Republicans in the state Senate are not happy right now. They walked out of the chamber yesterday. What's it all about? Well, let's check in with Mike Huff and find out. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing well.
All right. So you guys are upset about something the Democrats are trying to ram through that has to do with the state attorney general. But there's a big picture that we need to get to here in a moment. But tell us a little bit about what this bill is that Mike Miller is trying to ram through here without giving due deference to the minority.
Yeah, I mean, they're throwing a full-scale Trumper tantrum. They've been doing it since really the election. And they don't really have much else to go on with Larry Hogan having 74% approval rating, that they're really going after Trump and trying to tie him to that. And what the bill would say is that the attorney general now could sue the federal administration for really almost anything. In Maryland, we have a great law in that the attorney general has to get prior approval from the governor before he does a lawsuit. This would do away with it, and they're trying to ram it through without proper delay or proper debate review.
And so yesterday, when Mike Miller tried to move this thing forward, you guys asked for a delay, right? Which is a common courtesy often extended in the state legislature to the minority, correct?
Yeah, it's a common courtesy. In fact, the Senate president got up really the first, I think it was the second, third day of session and said anytime a senator asked for a delay, especially early on in session, we were going to give it to them. That's how we act. That's proper decorum. And about 2 weeks later, he said, no, we're going to push this damn thing through. And that was actually his quote. And he said on the floor to us, he said, no matter what anybody says, it's not going to change one vote on this. So we don't even need to debate the whole thing. So it came out of committee at night. And the next morning, and I guarantee most people on the floor had never even read that bill. And they were trying to jam it through.
Senator Huff, Jim Garrity, National Review here. I understand also part of these changes, you guys aren't allowed to offer any amendments or you know, make any real alterations to it. If you could, what would you want to change about this law?
Well, it's set up so that the attorney general gives him power to sue, but it's only on liberal causes. That's the irony of it. So it says if he infringes the rights of immigrants, if the president harms the environment, if he lists all these liberal causes he can sue on. And to me, what's ironic is where was the outrage when Obama was president and he was running roughshod over states and running roughshod over the powers of states? Nobody said anything. They were completely quiet then. But now, you know, they're passing this, and it's really changing Maryland's constitution. And we were given a whole 15 minutes to come up with amendments and offer them. It was so outrageous, such a slap in the face, that we thought the best way was just to walk out and protest, which really doesn't happen in the Senate. The Senate's supposed to be more decorum, but it was such a political theater and a joke that it really deserved that kind of response.
Well, so what else can you do if you feel that strongly about it to delay consideration of this matter?
We can't do anything, unfortunately. We don't have the numbers. And I hope everybody who's a Maryland taxpayer and is sitting around now knows that today your taxpayer dollars are going to be wasted for political theater, and who knows how much of the sessions we wasted on political theater. We need to pick up more Republican senators in Maryland. I mean, that's really the answer. Numerically, we are have no power to stop this kind of stuff.
Okay, so there's really not much you can do. It's going to happen. But you make a larger point here that the Democratic Attorney General of Maryland and other attorney generals around the country who are also Democrats have the power to really sort of tie up the administration of Donald Trump on a whole host of things. And that may be exactly what's going to happen in the days ahead. When they pass this measure, now the Attorney General of Maryland will no longer have to come back and get the permission of the state legislature before filing a lawsuit. You can willy-nilly file lawsuits left and right.
Yeah, it's worse than that. They're also talking about a bill to appropriate an extra $3 million in taxpayer money to the attorney general so he can even go sue the Trump administration more.
Well, that's, that means they're going to give him a tax-supported war chest.
Yeah, and one of my Republican colleagues got up on the floor yesterday and said, why don't you have the DNC pay for this? This is just a DNC bill. It's all you're doing is so that they can fight, you know. It's all politics. Everybody knows that. They just want to make everything about Trump. They want to take down Larry Hogan, you know, and tie him and Trump together. And they want to go after Trump, and they're going to spend Maryland taxpayer money to do it. And it's ridiculous.
Senator, aren't you being a little unreasonable? Have you seen the DNC fundraising lately?
I have not. Maybe they need our taxpayer money in Maryland.
Let me ask you this. Can the governor stop this by vetoing it?
He can't. It's a Senate joint resolution, so it doesn't even need his signature. So he can't stop it. But I think what could happen is it's written up so poorly, and it's actually kind of ironic because they're not allowing debate on it. They're not. There's probably a lot of things in there that are illegal or unconstitutional. There's a lot of questions. When we had lawyers look at it, they think there's unconstitutionalities about it. So there is a chance that it gets tied up in court and the whole thing gets struck down anyways.
All right. So your lawyers are on the job is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. We've got lawyers already looking at it, and I think there's a good chance something like this could go to court. There's serious constitutional issues with them, the way they're trying to do this. I think that they're in such a rush to pass anti-Trump stuff that they're not even vetting it properly, so let alone letting us vet it or debate it.
All right. Well, Michael Huff, thank you so much for joining us, Senator. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot.